Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
The title of today's Wisdom for Women is Boomerang, Proverbs 26, verse 27. If you set a trap for others, you will get caught in it yourself. If you roll a boulder down on others, it will crush you instead. Here God is warning us that making trouble for others will eventually boomerang back to us. Sir Walter Scott said, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." Some of you know I have a great passion to encourage women to read the Bible from cover to cover. One of the wonderful benefits is that the Bible doesn't just teach life principles, but it also illustrates them through real examples in real people's lives. The book of Esther displays a picture of someone who did dig a pit for someone else and then fell in it. His name was Haman. He hated a Jew named Mordecai, Esther's cousin. His hatred wasn't based on any real wrong done to him. His hatred stemmed from the fact that he didn't get his way. That is a story in itself. And as his bitterness grew, he sought to kill not only Mordecai, but all the Jews of the land. Bitterness does that. It always widens the circle of collateral damage. An interesting detail of the story is that Haman's wife, Jeresh, encouraged him to take revenge. She said, "Hang Mordecai, then go and be happy." That's bad advice. But Esther took a bold step, asking her husband, the king, to intervene. End result, Haman was hung on the gallows he intended for others. Haman did not know what goes around comes around. Haman was the rat that got caught in his own trap. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's word will make you wise.